Hi, my name is Allison Mead. Welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Megan Rubel and Sanam Zafar, whose show, Oh Fallen One, is currently playing at the Underground Theater as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Megan Rubel graduated from UCI's drama program and has worked at their Festival of New Musicals, the Off-Broadway 4 at 15 production Fornicoaster, and a couple of new short plays and movement pieces from UCI's world premiere weekend. Sanam Zafar attended the University of California, Irvine, and where he graduated cum laude with a BA in drama. He received the Stephen Lyle Award and became the first student to receive honors in sound design. His sound design credits include Wojciech, Julius Caesar, Hello Again, and How I Learned to Drive, and Oh Fallen One is his first produced play. Yay! So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, your show is a really interesting mixture of Shakespeare's Ophelia from the play Hamlet and a modern-day version of her called Leah. So I wondered what it was about the character of Ophelia that made you guys decide to undertake this work.
Well, as we were trying to think of something that we wanted to really explore for the Fringe Festival, Shakespeare kept coming up a lot, and we started talking about characters that we found compelling and really interesting and that we wanted to take a better look at. And Ophelia was one of them. As a woman especially, it's a very interesting character to look at in that within Hamlet, she's essentially a supporting character, and to actually take her story and think about it even beyond the realm of Hamlet's mind was very intriguing and was something we wanted to explore, and we wanted to play with what it would be like for Ophelia now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Leah was kind of born, in that Sanam crafted this beautiful character that has enough of Ophelia in her and enough of the modern day in her that we were able to do just what we wanted to and explore what life would be like for Ophelia now and how different or very much the same it would be.
And Megan, you play both Ophelia and Leah, a character that's going through many of the same painful experiences. So I wondered how you prepared to play that such an iconic part.
Well, I panicked, and then I've actually, doing some scene work, had the opportunity to play Ophelia before, so revisiting that was really exciting, getting to reread the play and really delve into just all the different places she's being pushed from, which are quite a few, as the play explores as well. You know, she's being pushed by the men in her life. She's being pushed around by her own desires. And then for Leah, it was fun, actually. Ophelia was kind of stressful, but Leah was really fun because I got to play with the idea of how much of Ophelia is present in her.
And Sanam, you wrote the piece, and this is a big thing because we've actually never had a man on the show before, because it's usually about female players. But I really wanted to make an exception on your part because it's such an interesting piece. It feels very devised and improvised, but I wondered about your process as the writer of the show.
So the show actually was developed out of a series of conversations between Jamie and myself, and then also Megan and Jamie. And so it was great through that. We all were kind of improvising different ideas and different pieces that we could create for the Fringe Festival. And Megan and Jamie were really excited by Ophelia and her character and her story and what they could do and incorporate a lot of movement in the work, just because our training at the University of California, Irvine, where we all studied, we do have a lot of emphasis in movement theater. And so that does kind of inspire, I feel like, a lot of our artistic tendencies. And so through those conversations, we actually created this first draft of the play that was really interesting. It was all different pieces of Shakespeare that we melded together to kind of create this other story. And through that first draft, what we realized, we wanted to have a convention that could help make the story more accessible for those who don't necessarily love Shakespeare or don't necessarily always read Shakespeare and understand the text. And through that, that's how we came to the convention of melding modern day and the past together. And so it was kind of interesting because in many ways I feel like there is an improvisational feel to the show, because a lot of things were created through conversations, and then we would just improvise the scene, and then I would write a scene after. Or we would have ideas and seeds that we would kind of give to our actors and see what they do with that work. I know one of the interesting scenes that I personally love is we do a modernized version of the scene between Ophelia and Hamlet, the Getting to a Hungry scene. And that modernized version was very much, I remember having a conversation with Jamie from the beginning of the project, wanting the actors to just try to improvise a modernized scene and see what they say and go from there. And so we went very much from some of those ideas. And the scene is actually, I think, very interesting just because I remember as I that modernized version, I wasn't quite sure if it was going to be, if it was going to read well, but the actors, they did it so perfectly, and they really brought themselves to the characters, and I think that's always the best case scenario when you're doing works like these.
It is. It's very gratifying as a writer. You don't have, you can stop, you know, chewing your fingernails or, you know, not sleeping at night and things like that.
Definitely.
Ophelia is such a polarizing character in the world of theater. Some people think she's really just a weak-willed person, a crazy person. Other people I've read about kind of feel that she epitomizes feminism and that she struggles to determine her own destiny. So I wondered where you guys kind of fell on that spectrum.
That's a really interesting question. I know that we talked a lot about, as a whole group, as the entire cast, we talked a lot about what we personally felt about Ophelia and then what we wanted to bring into the play. O Fallen One is the play.
Yeah.
And I think within O Fallen One, it's a little complicated because we are dealing with this contemporary character as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that personally, I find Ophelia to be this not necessarily a weak character who allows herself to be trampled, but more just like Leah, a normal girl who just from the pressures of life just gets pushed in so many different places and by so many different people that she snaps.
Mm.
As we all have a breaking point, and she just happens to hit hers. Because of, I don't want to reiterate Hamlet, but like she happens to hit hers within the play.
Yeah,
and I've always been interested in these ideas of, I feel like women are very misunderstood in society at times, just because it is a very male-dominated world. And what I find most interesting about Ophelia, I just feel like, especially in terms of like Hamlet, I feel like the things that she wants out of life aren't always up to her, and it isn't. And even though she may have her own power to go out and seek the things that she wants, there's so many restrictions caused in her life. So many men that, you know, have dominant power over her and can treat her in different ways, and that's acceptable. I just feel like that was interesting exploring in the modern day as well, because I feel like we've made a lot of progress, especially in the movement's rights campaign. And so even though we've made all these, you know, advances, I still think there's so many things that just haven't fully progressed. And so we talked a lot about the ideas of like Leah growing up in this time where, you know, they're told that they're equal to the male counterparts, that they should strive to work and to succeed and all these things. But then when it comes down to it, you know, oftentimes, interesting, when women have children, they're all immediately expected in some cases to stop working, or they won't make as much as their male counterparts. Or they'll be, you know, if they stay and work, they're high-powered executives. In some cases, you know, people will judge them and be like, why aren't you at home with your children? Why aren't you being a good mother? And I think those are all, like, expectations that are very unfair, and it's a contradictory message. And so it's interesting to see how a girl balances the line between those two different very messages that are being presented to her.
Well, you guys did decide to bring the piece to the Hollywood Fringe Festival. I wondered why, for you guys, that seemed like the perfect time and place for it.
Well, it kind of actually was built for the Fringe Festival.
Okay.
Jamie and I, out of college, and we've worked together on a couple of things within college and one thing outside of it. And we were at lunch, and we were kind of brainstorming ideas, and we were like, you know what, this Fringe Festival thing seems like a really neat place to showcase ourselves and the particular type of theater we want to put out there, something that makes a statement, something that incorporates, like Sinan said, UCI has a very strong movement department, mm-hmm. something that incorporates the movement we've learned. And the rest is history, which is kind of developed from there. And I think Fringe is a great environment for something like this because we don't have to be afraid to take a risk with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a very welcoming environment. It's been a very good environment for recent college graduates to get up on their feet and sort of figure out what it's like to produce a show, what it's like to put your show out there. So, yeah, I know that's my experience as far
How
as Fringe
you,
Definitely, I completely agree. I think it's just a great platform for especially like young artists and young groups of people to put out their work. And the community has really honestly been one of the greatest experiences. I know, especially from Jamie's perspective, it's been such a great social networking tool, meeting new artists in LA. Everyone has been very, very receptive to seeing each other's shows and working together to market pieces. And I think that has been honestly a great experience, especially in LA. You know, unlike New York, which I feel like has this great transportation system, everything feels very small. LA can sometimes feel very large and vast. And
yeah,
I think it has been a great opportunity to shrink that community and really feel the closeness.
Very well put. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. There's about another billion questions I'd like to ask you, but we only have a short period of time. And I want you to have a great run at the Fringe.
Thank you so much.
O
Fallen One runs at the Underground Theater in Hollywood until June 29th. It stars Megan Rubel, Galen Sato, I think is how you pronounce it, Samantha Kelly, Amanda Carson, and Chris Hull, and Jamie Bellis directed the show. For more information about tickets, please visit www.hollywoodfringe.org/projects/1378. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafbi.com.